Hello, this is Chef John from foodwishes.com with hamburger buns. That's right, I've gotten like 1,000 requests for these, which is understandable because it's not easy finding a decent hamburger bun at the store. I mean, they're either the wrong size, or you look on the label and there's a whole bunch of weird ingredients like riboflavin and whole grains. So what we're going to do is make our own hamburger buns, and not only are they going to be the perfect shape, they're going to taste way better than anything that comes out of a plastic bag. So here we go. We're going to start by putting one package of dry active yeast in the bowl of our stand mixer. To that, I'm going to add 1/2 cup of all-purpose flour, and then 1 cup of very warm water, not too hot. It should basically feel like bath water. And at that point, we're going to take a whisk and mix this up, and then we're just going to let that sit there for about 10 or 15 minutes. And if your yeast is okay and active, you should have something that looks like this. Kind of foamy, like the head of a beer. So now we know for sure our yeast is alive and thriving, and we can go ahead and add the rest of the ingredients. The first of which would be 1 whole egg. We're also going to put in some melted butter, some sugar, some salt, of course. And then before we add the rest of the flour, we're going to go ahead and take a whisk and mix that very thoroughly. Okay? So once that's mixed, we're going to go ahead and dump in the rest of our flour. We're going to throw the dough hook on our mixer. Oh, and by the way, speaking of nice buns, I name all my kitchen appliances. And ironically, I call this piece of equipment Sir Mix-a-Lot. Anyway, we're going to throw the dough hook on. We're going to put that on low speed. And we're basically going to need this for 5 or 6 minutes or until we have a soft, sticky dough. If you need to stop and scrape the sides down with a spatula, go ahead. But usually the dough will pull most of it off the sides. And after a couple minutes, I'm going to stop and evaluate. And what I'm checking for here is, do I need a little more flour? And here's how you're going to know. Now, as I mentioned, we want a very soft, very sticky dough, but not so sticky that it will stay attached to the spatula. So if you're moving it around like this and it's smearing and sticking onto the silicone, it's too wet. Or you can also check with your fingers. It should be very soft feeling, very tacky, but large amounts shouldn't stay stuck to your fingers. So at this point, I determined I was okay. I'm not going to add any more flour. I'm going to turn that back on and knead it for another 2 or 3 minutes. Like I said, it's going to be about 5 or 6 minutes total kneading. And when you're done, you should have something that looks like this. All right, very soft, very elastic. Let's go ahead and transfer that onto a lightly floured work surface for a final check. And you can see here, it's definitely a little sticky, but it's not attaching to my fingers, which are just very lightly floured. Oh, it wants to stick, but it's not sticking. Okay? And when in doubt, always go for a little too sticky versus a little too dry. You can always knead a little flour into these. Okay, next up is your standard dough rising procedure. I'm going to wipe out the bowl. I'm going to put in a few drops of olive oil. I'm going to throw the dough back in and move it around until it's lightly coated with the oil. And then we're going to cover that in foil and let it rise for about 2 hours or until doubled in size. I usually leave mine in the oven. The oven's off, of course. So after 2 hours, we're going to unwrap it. Mine looked like this. We're going to knock all the air out of it. All right, not with the spatula in the bowl. I was just doing that for fun. You're going to plop it on a lightly floured work surface and just pat it down with your hands. All right, don't be afraid to give it a little dusting of flour when needed, but don't use too much. Less is more with the flour. And besides knocking the air out of it, what we also want to do is form it into some kind of rectangular shape so that we can cut 8 equal pieces. So I'm just using a little pastry cutter here. I'm going to cut it in 8. And then the first phase of formation here is just take each piece and make it into a little round mini loaf. Just like that, smooth top. And really the reason for this is to see how even these were portioned. If one's bigger than another, take a little pinch of dough off and stick it into the smaller one. All right, but mine were pretty even. So I'm on to the next phase, which is transferring these onto our baking sheet. And all I'm going to do is use my palm and, if necessary, fingers to pat this out into a round disc shape, about 1/2 inch thick. And you can see here I've lined my pan with a silicone mat. You could also use parchment paper. And look at that pan rocking. Note to self, buy a new sheet pan. All right, so I'm going to do that to all 8 pieces. And I want you to pay particular attention to how I'm laying these out. We're using the old 2-1-2-1-2 hamburger bun placement method. And as you'll see, when those rise and bake, that's going to give them that classic hamburger bun appearance. Once those are trayed up, we're going to give them a very light dusting of flour. Very light. Just a fine dusting. And then we're going to place some plastic over the top. And I did not say wrap them. You're going to drape the plastic. That's right, I said drape. We don't want any pressure on these. We don't want anything pressing them down. And once those are covered, we're going to let those rise at room temperature for about 1 hour or until they look like this. Check it out. Those are pretty. Now, at this point, you're going to want to preheat your oven to 375. And then we're also going to make a little wash for the top, which is going to be 1 beaten egg plus 1 tablespoon of milk. You're going to take a fork and mix that good and proper. And then you're going to take a pastry brush. And then you're going to very gently brush the surface. I want you to use an extremely light touch. All right, if you press too hard, these will become deflated, which in turn will make you emotionally deflated. And that's not the idea of these videos. These are supposed to elevate your mood, not make you depressed. All right, so be careful, light touch. And once you've gently and carefully brushed all your buns, the final and maybe most important step, you're going to shake on some sesame seeds. If you don't put sesame seeds, don't even think of calling these hamburger buns. You have to call them buns. So I'm going to sprinkle on the sesame seeds. That wash is going to make it stick on beautifully. And at that point, they're going to go into our preheated 375 degree oven for about 16 minutes or until they look like this. Check it out. Now be honest, have you ever seen a more gorgeous hamburger bun in your life? I said be honest. That's better. All right. And then the rest is easy. Simply let them cool completely before tearing them apart. And you'll see, because we use the old 2-1-2-1-2 method, they're going to be slightly attached to each other, which gives them that signature hamburger bun look. Just beautiful. And then let me cut one open here so you can see that absolutely perfect texture, the perfect crumb. Soft, supple, buttery, very light, and yet totally sturdy enough to stand up to a hot hamburger. So I garnish mine with a nice medium rare half pound hamburger, and that was just a thing of beauty. Sure, it took like 4 hours, but the actual amount of work involved is like maybe 10 minutes. And like I said, these are going to be vastly superior to anything you find in the store, okay? And I'm going to take a couple quick nibbles. That was not edited, that was in real time. And here you can see the absolute perfect bun to meat ratio, which is 2-1. Each half of the bun should be the same thickness as the burger. So like my good friend Sir Mix-a-Lot once said, the wrapper, not the electric mixer. My burgers don't want none unless you got buns, hun. And thanks to this video, you will have buns, and beautiful ones at that. So I really hope you give these a try. Head over to foodwishes.com for all the ingredient amounts and more info, as usual. And as always, enjoy.